Hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Thing, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And we're back. We're so sorry. We have had to take a few minutes to take care of some other things that have nothing to do with the podcast. And our lives have been a little crazy, but good news. We're still at it, guys. We are still at it. We still talk every day. We still combine all of our resources and information. But I know we got to get back to our thinking audience. So if this is your first time joining us today, welcome to Just Think. This is the place where we don't want to tell you what to think. We want to challenge you to do it. And I think especially right now with all the political rhetoric, you know, at a fevered pitch high, right? Like it's insane because it's election season. We want to help everybody decipher between the BS, right? What is true and what is not? What is factual and what are just your feelings and your emotions? And there is a difference. And it's never been more important that you pray for discernment. If you do nothing else, pray for discernment and wisdom right now. Especially white women. Can I just start there? Okay. I was reading the Free Press this morning. By the way, again, if you don't know us, we were all raised across the political spectrum. We're all now registered independents. What we find is that we agree on almost everything when we all agree to stick with the facts. That's what's crazy. You may have a difference of opinion on how you think something should be handled, but if we can at least agree on what's true, let's all start there. What we find is that Americans agree when they're presented with the evidence. Unless they have, and a lot of people still have this, some kind of cognitive dissonance, we can agree on what's true. For example, there were a lot of people in denial for a long time that our borders are a mess. These last 3 years, the borders are a mess. I think now we all have to agree the borders are a mess. For a while, people with cognitive dissonance would not agree to that because they were so scared of Donald Trump. They were so behind Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that they thought they can't admit the border is a mess. Well, newsflash, in 2024, you should know the border is a mess and it needs to be cleaned up right now. So now you may disagree on what that looks like, but you can agree that there is a problem there, right? Okay, that's a good example. This morning in the Free Press, which we highly suggest you follow, Barry Weiss, she came from the New York Times. I believe she was also with the Wall Street Journal. She wrote a famous resignation letter to the New York Times because she calls out mainstream media on their BS. She was like, this is not journalism anymore. This is propaganda. Well, this morning, one of her staff writers, I think it was Nellie Bowles, wrote, which, by the way, is her wife, just to be clear. She wrote an article about how white women are saying they're not voting for Trump more than any Republican candidate in recent history. And that more black people, though, are saying they're voting for Trump than ever in recent history. So they're seeing the sway of black men moving towards Trump while white women moving away. We imagine that the propaganda is working because turn on your television and watch a political ad. Girls, what's Kamala Harris's angle? What do you think she's using to target white women?
Reproductive rights.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what she's talking about. The government is not going to tell you what to do with your body. That's her favorite thing to say. I've heard it, like, I don't even watch her rallies. I don't even know when her rallies are. But every clip I've seen, it's the same. That's what they're highlighting.
Here's the thing. She says that the government ain't going to tell you what to do. But her administration requires you to be up to date on the COVID vaccine for you to be employed by her.
Oh yeah. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about that? Okay. Mm-hmm. The hypocrisy of that. Okay, so if we're going to point you back without doing another deep dive on abortion, okay, it's three white women who are educated on the topic, probably more so, I would say, than most people. And I've tried to look at this issue from every last angle. We've actually done a whole episode on this, and we'll point you back to it in our Substack. So just so you know, we put all of our resources in our Substack. Just Think the podcast, the Substack. Go subscribe. You can do it for free. If you want to make a donation, we appreciate you. Thank you to all of our subscribers. But it's where we put our evidence. So we don't want you to just believe what we're saying. Go look for yourself. We'll link that back to you. Here's where the conversation on abortion gets muddled that we feel, regardless of where you see yourself on that spectrum of opinion, what we say is there's two people involved in that conversation, which is the mother who's pregnant and the baby. We don't talk enough about the fact that there is a life. And I think where that becomes really important to us is when we're talking late term abortions as well. Like, that's a baby. Okay. And all the misinformation, Tim Walz, for example, in his own state in Minnesota, has made it possible for late term abortions. And this is what's not being said. And so what they do, what we're seeing happen, guys, is they're going to use this. You're going to lose your reproductive rights. First of all, no, you're not. Donald Trump has said repeatedly, so has J.D. Vance, there will be no federal abortion ban on There will
they
not
keep
happen.
Saying it, though. They keep, I keep seeing ads still saying Trump, they will ban abortion even for the life of the mother. They are saying that still.
He has denied it so many times. And not only that, yes, Holly, thank you for pointing out the Substack. One of the Substacks, one of the most recent Substacks and posts that we did is debunking the lie of abortions as well. And each state, and there are, I think it was 9 states that set, I mean, that will say that allow abortion up until the moment of birth. Up until the moment of birth. They're saying that's not true. It's literally written there. They also say that you will be denied if you're having an ectopic pregnancy or the life is in danger. That is an absolute lie and absurdity. Find me one ER doctor, one OB, any doctor that would deny a mom just because, oh, nope, it's against the law. Absolutely not. They told us, I'm telling you, we learn in nursing school. You say if it's between the mother and the baby, you save the mother. That is it. And that has not changed.
Thank you. Thank you, Nurse Kristen.
Period.
We've got to stop being stupid, white ladies. I'm just saying it. All right. We have got to put on our critical thinking hats and go look for yourself. By the way, when they said the Supreme Court, they never outlawed abortion. What they did was they sent it back to the individual states for them to decide for themselves. And there were many constitutional scholars from Yale and all other kinds of these institutions that are well respected by a lot of people. I may not be one of them, but there's a lot of people who respect those institutions. And they said, listen, we're personally pro-choice, but this is where this decision belongs. You guys, the federal government was never meant to be this big. This was not the founding fathers' idea. And our Constitution, really, it put everything back to the states for individual states to decide based on the citizens who live there. If you don't like the abortion laws in your state, you have two choices. Move.
I mean, if it's that important to you that you have to live somewhere where you can have an abortion up to the moment of birth, if that is really your life's goal or what you need to have to make yourself feel like safe in America, then just relocate, you know? And the thing is you have a voice in your state. You, if you're over the age of 18, you can vote on what you think is fair or right in this arena. But, you know, and if it ends up being less time, like, oh, that's, I want more time to be able to have an abortion.
Yeah.
Then if that's your biggest issue, which newsflash, we got a lot of bigger fish to fry these days. Just saying.
Oh.
I mean, how about just be smart with having sex? Can we just start with the fact, like, how about we just not get pregnant? I know that there are issues. Extenuating circumstances. Obviously, if you get raped, if you get sexually assaulted, if there is a oopsie doopsie. But let's just know, remember, if there is an oops, you can go to the store. You can get a plan B. You can get stuff to take
right away.
It's not like you didn't know you had sex. Okay. No. You know when that happens, right?
That's it.
So take responsibility right then before you even get to that point. We need more education on that.
Instead
of just waiting, just like with our health, be proactive instead of reactive and just be smart.
Our listeners know that the three of us are passionate about exposing the broken systems within our society, revealing how the quest for money and power has corrupted so many of them so that they no longer serve us.
That's right. We talk a lot about our broken medical system, and that includes our broken medical insurance system. We believe that it is time we dismantle the broken systems and work together to rebuild new ones that actually serve us.
And that's why we are excited to share an answer we found as an alternative to your traditional insurance plan that charges you exorbitant monthly payments and deductibles, then asks you to pay even more when you get sick, that controls your medical decisions, including what your physician is allowed to do and prescribe, and that rakes in billions as corporations at our expense.
That's why we love CrowdHealth. We interviewed CEO Andy Schoonover in episode 106, which we encourage you all to check out to learn more. But Andy founded CrowdHealth after experiencing firsthand just how inept and outrageous insurance companies have become.
CrowdHealth is not an insurance company, but a platform and a community that empowers you with a crowdfunding tool and a wealth of resources to efficiently manage your healthcare costs. And it's an excellent alternative to health insurance, allowing us to escape the healthcare matrix and put us and our healthcare providers back in charge.
Ever since my family and I made the switch to CrowdHealth, not only are we proud to be part of a company with integrity, but we love that we are free from the broken insurance system. We will never be part of that system again. We've had nothing but an A-plus experience. From before we even enrolled, we connected with an advocate who answered our questions. Then upon enrollment, we were immediately assigned a personal advocate who is literally a text away anytime I need her. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you will see not only how much they truly care about each of the members, but also how much money they save us. This is why we encourage all of you to go to joincrowdhealth.org to learn more and to use code JUSTTHINK to get your first 3 months of membership for just $99 a month. Again, it's joincrowdhealth.org with discount code JUSTTHINK. You can also reference our Just Think the Podcast Substack for more information.
That's it. That's it. And before anyone says, oh, you're just being, you know, simple-minded. Yeah. But by the way, sometimes things get overcomplicated that shouldn't be. Yeah. Well, no, there should be more prevention. There should be more education. And by the way, if you knew the number of women who are in counseling and therapy because of past abortions that they cannot, that they have a hard time grappling with the decisions that they made maybe at a younger age, that as they get older, they better understand. I mean, it is not simple. That part is not simple. And so to say that we're just saying, be responsible, be educated. Be responsible, be educated, and stop being a one issue voter. I will not get into this because it'll set me on fire to talk about, but this weekend, my husband and his friend had a run-in with four girls that were graduated from the University of North Carolina, and they got into a political conversation, and they all said they were voting for Kamala because of abortion. And I'm just like, you're so dumb. And, you know, like you don't get it. And listen, I know I sound harsh, but I mean it. This is so ridiculous that you just are been, you're, here's what we've become, white women, victims to idiocy. We have become victims of the propaganda. We are buying into it and we are smarter than this. We have got to stop tribalizing around reproductive rights. Stop calling it that, because it is really about abortion, ending, choosing to end the life of a baby inside of you. Let's at least acknowledge what it is. You can agree or disagree on what to do about it, but let's acknowledge what that is. Stop muddying the waters and just creating propaganda and then falling for it, guys. Let's be honest about what it is. You have the right to have your opinion on what it is and what to do about it. You have every right. And then you have the right to go advocate and vote accordingly. We are not telling you how to do that. But we are saying get educated and please understand that while you may think your reproductive rights are at stake, which they're not, if you're worried about it, deal with it at the state level, because that's where it's all happening. But you also need to think about open borders that have let 400,000 known criminals into this country, a large portion of which they cannot locate. They do not know where they are. This includes rapists and murderers. And it happened on Joe Biden's watch, and they've done nothing to correct it. Okay? You got to think about that. I want you to tell me, is your bread, your eggs, your gas cheaper than it was 4 years ago? How is your family's financial well-being right now? I mean, you need to think about this. And also, you need to think about, are we on the verge of world wars over in Israel and Ukraine? We've got some instability happening. We're getting pulled into those conflicts. How do you feel? Do you want another war? Then listen to Dick Cheney, the warmonger from absolute hell. Listen to him as he throws his support shockingly behind the Democrats this time. Let me tell you something. Go look up Dick Cheney's life. And you're going to see Halliburton. He sat on the board of Halliburton, which, guess what they do? They make war machines. They make weaponry. He needed to go to war with George Bush. I'm sorry. It benefited him to do it. And you will never be able to convince me otherwise. And that is not a conspiracy theory. I can show you the facts. But now he's saying, put your support behind Kamala Harris, the least qualified candidate to ever run for president. Just look at her shirts. Thank you, Link. Thank you. Thank you. Utter calamity.
It is an utter calamity.
Utter calamity.
I'm just saying, white women, we're going to...
Buffoonery, malarkey.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, as white women, we're going to speak to the white women and say, do better. Do better. We're not saying that you have to vote for Trump. What we're saying is, do not make it a single issue that is not based in fact.
And honestly, okay? This goes for everybody. It's not just white women. I know you're just referring to the Free Press
and
the polls. It goes for everybody because I don't want it to sound like we're sitting here telling you or shaming people for who they're voting for.
Sorry, but, I might be. Sorry.
Like, I just want to clarify. I know you're not, Holly, but I just want to know, especially when I know people who listen to us know, but if you're new, because a lot of there's also stuff going around like how Kamala is saying, that black men, saying black men, if you're not voting, basically shaming them, if they're not voting for her. And but that's not even about that's more like about what maybe I don't even know what that platform was. I can't remember why she was saying that. But the whole point is with everything that we ever talk about. And even though we've been talking about the reproductive rights, we still support the woman's right to choose anything, anybody's right to choose anything. We are medical freedom activists, okay? We are for you having fully informed consent. You need to be fully informed for any decision that you make. Nobody else needs to make a decision for you except you. That is where we stand. And the same thing goes for voting or for anything. You make that your own decision. Don't go listen to what anybody else tells you. So
that's
to
right.
Form your opinion, you look just like Holly said in the very beginning. Let's start with the truth. And sometimes it is just so hard in all the murky waters of all of the propaganda and everybody feeding all this BS to you to find the truth. But if you started at the truth, then you can form your own opinion and then go for it. We support your right. We may not agree with anything. But we can at least, like you said, agree on the truth. So let's go with the truth, then form your opinion.
There you go. That's it. And that's what we want. We want to help you make informed decisions for yourselves. And we advocate everybody's freedom to choose for themselves. Okay.
But you can't be informed when you are listening to the ads on TV that are still saying complete falsities. And not just ads on TVs, but just lies all the way around. And that's why it's so hard.
And just even the mainstream media, right? Like we're obviously seeing even from the debates, there's not fair moderation. And that's not our opinion. That is literally AI. They downloaded the whole thing into AI and asked to identify the bias. And it was 100% biased against J.D. Vance and Trump. And like, again, it is what it is. And here's the thing, guys, it's going to continue until the American public says we're done. And the way that you say you're done is you stop giving it any money. You don't watch it. You don't consume it. Because guess what they'll have to do? See, money talks. Money is what motivates every single business in America. Okay? So if we want these businesses, big pharma, big food, which we're getting ready to talk about, and you want the mainstream to stop doing what they're doing, stop giving them your money. And start speaking out against them so other people stop giving them their money too. Because when they have to do things that, guess what will make them money? When America wakes up to the truth and then they make their purchasing decisions and their consumption decisions based on truth, they'll have to give us the truth because that's what we're willing to pay for. Quit paying for BS. That's what fixes it.
Yep.
Okay, let's go in. Do you want to talk about the food, babe? Because I know that's kind of pressing. Do y'all want to go there next?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, let's just mention her.
She's
and if anybody has any connections to food, babe, we did try to have her on last year, I believe. But we had some scheduling conflicts, and so we had to cancel. So we're so upset because we have been wanting to talk to her for a long time. But she's been a longtime food activist who has been shouting from the rooftops about the artificial dyes and all of the crazy chemicals that are put into our food here in the U.S. when the same exact companies have the same exact products overseas, but omit all of those artificial dyes and ingredients. And yet that food is consumed over there just fine. You know, and it's like, what? Why the difference? Why do we have to add all these colors and all these chemicals to our food? So she's been shouting this from the rooftops for a long time. However, she has kind of now become viral because I think the rise of like the Callie and Casey Means,
yes.
RFK partnering with Trump, the whole MAHA movement.
Make America healthy again.
This has really kind of put her more in the spotlight and really amplified her work, which is amazing. And one of the latest things that she just did was she's been going after Kellogg's. Kellogg's, I don't know. Are they the ones that have like, I mean, they have all kinds of stuff. I don't even know, but is that the Fruit Loops?
Maybe. That's the Fruit Loops. Yeah.
Okay, Fruit Loops. She's showed before a bag of Fruit Loops from the US versus a bag of Fruit Loops from Europe. You can see the bag of Fruit Loops here is like very brightly colored. The ones over there are colored with like beet juice and, you know, fruit juices and vegetable carrot juice. Ours are colored with red 40, blue 5, yellow lake 6, whatever. I mean,
and for what?
For what? Right? For just what? To make it more attractive for kids to want to eat, I guess. I mean, I don't know what the difference between their kids over there and our kids here are, but they apparently think our kids are not going to eat food unless it's like...
Unless it's pretty?
I guess. I don't know.
And Amy, like the red dye, you want to just mention why that's a problem? What does red dye do?
Red 40 is directly implicated as a known carcinogen that will and can cause cancer.
ADHD,
hyperactivity. If you have a hyper child, get them off the dyes.
All of that. Yeah. So she actually just yesterday, I believe, went to, she has been collecting a petition signatures just around America.
Have a Substack about it too.
And at like over 400,000 signatures, they marched up to Kellogg's. I watched a little bit of the live video, and Kellogg's would not come to the door. They would not answer. And one of the guys that was with her was like, I'm a shareholder in this company. You mean nobody's going to come out and talk to me? It was so powerful. There were little kids out there saying, let us in, like all chanting. And it was just like, oh my God. And they're all like probably looking out the windows of this huge ivory tower of chemical food. And they were scared to come out, and they wouldn't come out and talk to Avani or anyone. And she even looked up in one of the windows and somebody had a sign, I guess it said, get off my lawn. Like, you know, had like on a poster board or something, like one of the employees, like, hey kids, get off my lawn or whatever. And so she's like, this is what Kellogg's thinks of you. This is what Kellogg's thinks of our kids, of the American population. They don't care. They don't care at all. So
I think it's important to note too, that apparently Kellogg's had agreed several years ago to remove these chemicals. And they had all kinds of positive press out that they were going to remove it. They never did. And so that was basically the catalyst too, for her to really push it into high gear, light a fire up her butt. And, you know, along with this whole movement right now and having a lot of people, you know, connected and, you know, together doing this. I do want to play this one clip that from a mom that you don't have it, Holly, but I'm just going to say, if we can play it, it was just really powerful. Hang on.
I just want to tell you one thing, and that is that the chronic disease curse of the next generation of children ends with American moms, the ones that are here today, the ones that are watching. I am so encouraged by all of you, and it really is the American mom, on average, who is the one making those choices in the grocery store, right? And so if Kellogg's, hopefully they will listen to us today and they will hear our voices, but if they don't, we are so committed to bankrupting them into oblivion.
Yes.
It's gonna happen, Kellogg. So I mean, either get on board with real science and real safety.
Children's food should never be one of them in the United States of America. Thank you guys so much for coming.
She said,
"Let's do this."
Sorry, Holly. She said, "You have to worry about so many things, you know, with your kids and with everything like that. The last thing you need to do is worry about like poisoning your kids with these chemicals,
with food. Yeah. Which, by the way, the American government has allowed them to do. I want to be really clear here. When you say, well, the FDA approves, no, you cannot trust their stamp of approval at all. Do you get that now? You cannot trust that. And I can remember when I was younger and there were these like crunchy moms who were already sounding the alarms on all these things. And I was just like, I mean, if it was really that dangerous, they wouldn't be allowed to sell it. Like, I can remember my young brain just thinking that. And now today I'm like, oh no, they 100% will be allowed to do a whole lot of things.
Yep.
In the name of money.
Money.
And power. And it's and when you ask yourselves, well, why would politicians allow them to get away? Go look at who donates to those politicians. Go look at it. And look at who donates to the medical schools. So we want to point you back to Casey and Callie Means, brother-sister duo. Go follow them both. Read Good Energy by Casey Means. If you want to really get your life together and get healthy, follow her blueprint in that book. It is real simple, guys. It's getting your metabolic health under control. And by the way, that is lifestyle decided. Okay, more than anything else, it's a lifestyle decided thing for each of us. Then read the book. Go do that. And then follow them because they're exposing the dark side of all of this.
And
it
is and P.S., if you have a connection with them, we want them on too. Uh-huh. We're working that too. And I also want to point out, when we're talking about the corruption of FDA, it's so funny how people are like, well, is it FDA approved and all this stuff? And it is sad that we should, that, you know, that we can't believe that. But I'm like, I want to remind y'all that the FDA also authorized a vaccine that killed 1,223 people within 3 months.
Yeah.
But they still authorized it.
Yeah, they authorized it.
Not somebody I'm
not going only to. Did they authorize it, it was safe and effective for all, no matter what.
Right.
Right.
And we saw the testimony last night of the woman who was testifying that all heart conditions that she saw, what was it in the last years, in children were 100% had been vaccinated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With a COVID vaccine. Let me be clear. With the COVID vaccine. So again, now this is why this whole podcast started. We formed the podcast to start speaking out and giving context and resources because social media was cutting everyone off and not allowing, which we also now have proof that was happening because Mark Zuckerberg admitted it. It's hard. I'm not a right fighter. I mean, I don't want to be a right fighter, but like it's, we're living in the day now where I just pretty much on a daily basis want to go, told you, told you, like newsflash for you, not for us.
We've been trying to talk about this for years.
And took heat for it, got deplatformed for it, had people talk about us for it and bash us for it. Of course, nobody's quite brave enough to say it to our faces, which is funny. But you know how it works. It's like, which is fine. It's fine. If you don't know, you don't know. But we're here to just help give you the thing to look at that we looked at. And then you decide for yourself what you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got the food made. Just know... Follow her. Go follow the food babe if you're not already. Be tracking that. And moms, let's take a stand. Stop buying it. You're the mom. You're the protector. You're the mama bear. Don't buy it, no matter how much they beg.
Speaking of mama bear and protector, just segueing into this story, we're just going to have to like share a really good video that did a deep dive. And then also I have some screenshots from House and Habit. So, you know, we've talked about Jessica Krause, who is House and Habit on Instagram. And then is it Ian Carroll? He has canceled this clothing or something on Instagram.
Yeah.
They both have been doing a little bit of a deep dive on Tim Walz. So y'all need to go and look at that. If you want to protect and have your mama bear protection, this is who we need to protect our kids from. Okay. This is what we need to be protected from. He is not a cool dude. There is somebody coming out talking about what he did, grooming, doing some unthinkable, very inappropriate things with him. So let's just go look at that and let's see how they treat Tim if they bury this under it, because you certainly aren't seeing this on mainstream, right?
Yeah.
I have
Well, anyway. It'll be like the Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
And y'all, yes. I would definitely follow Ian Carroll is his name. Like you said, cancel this clothing, because he did a follow-up video where the original allegation that was written came out. They were like saying it was debunked, like it wasn't true. There was like some flaws with it and stuff. And he even said, he was like, I'm really proud of conservative media with this, because they didn't, most people did not jump on this and start stating
yes.
it. Like, everybody was very quiet yep. and took a step back and was like, we need to know more before we start, you know.
Because you don't accuse someone of being a pedophile flippantly. You don't.
Right. Like, this is not something you can just throw out there. Like,
right.
So he was just kind of saying like this, you know, this may not be true. However, he had the guy who put that information out there, he went to him directly and said, you know, did you really talk with somebody? Like, do you really, he's like, I'll give you his contact information. So Ian Carroll, the Cancel This Clothing, talked to him on the phone for 40 minutes, this guy. And he's like, you know, it's like, I'm a good judge of character, I think, but he could be lying to me. But it seems credible. So he like actually spoke to the guy, you know, on the phone, voice to voice. Anyway, follow that story, because it's being, he said he'll know more, and in the next couple of days, it's going to be a continual update of information. Well, but if it is true, Houston, we have a problem, because, you know, the alleged whistleblower says that there are things that only he could know. If
like physical descriptions physical, and like, tattoos,
scars, certain marks. So, you know,
again, we don't know. We do not know. I think where our alarm bells go off, is that we watched Hunter Biden's laptop just be completely squashed as Russian disinformation in the last election. And so now we just are watching to see, either this story has no legs because it's not true, or it's not definitely not going to be covered by the mainstream because of the implications of it. And I just think it's important that someone get to the bottom of this, because I think it's not even up for debate that he did take a 14-year-old kid as the teacher to an Indigo Girls concert. Think that part is true. Well, that's weird. That's wildly inappropriate as a teacher. But maybe nothing came out of that. I think, but if there's a, there just, it needs to be looked into. It just, all this needs to be looked into.
Well, and I think also just given the fact that he's already been caught to and admitted to lying about so many things.
So many things.
And then his track record, just even in his state with some of the bills he's passed and some of the things that it's almost like, okay, you know, connecting the dots and looking at all of this, I'm like, it definitely would make sense. It definitely, I mean, not makes, none of it makes sense, but it would be very believable.
Yeah.
But who knows? But here's what sucks is that like whistleblowers come out and people just automatically don't believe them. But we also know there's crazy people that come out and say stuff
totally. And
you have to vet it all. So
well,
you just,
and let's go back to the whole, when it's Trump's turn,
exactly.
It's believe all women. It's believe okay. all accusers, right. no matter what.
Right.
So yep. for some people, you believe the victims all the time. For other people, the victims are not credible.
Right.
So how does that work?
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
And let's look at Diddy. Let's look at Diddy. There's a whole other rabbit hole to go down if you're following the whole Diddy story. So
Ian Carroll did a deep dive on that as well. Cancel this clothing company. Yeah. Go to his page. He's gone down the Diddy hole. Rabbit hole.
We're leaving this in. We're leaving this in.
And we have to put this on repeat.
Okay, let's be clear. He did not go down the Diddy hole, but he went down the rabbit hole about Diddy.
Just sorry, Ian. Okay.
Okay.
That was great.
Yeah,
great.
It's bad. It's so bad. And I think this is what is so nice. As much as I hate all this information, thank God the truth is coming to light about so much. The connections between these politicians and these celebrities and the world of abusing children, you know, these are underage kids involved in these stories, guys. And this is where, again, the mama bears are going to come out and say, enough, enough. And people need to be held accountable. And we're going to, I think now Diddy's on suicide watch, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and say he did not kill himself. Can we go ahead and put that out there? Okay.
And can we also show how different this is versus Epstein? I mean, I feel like there's a lot of things that, like, why didn't they treat this like Epstein and try and get everybody out there? Why did they shove a lot of that under? I mean, this is very similar.
What really was, like, upsetting to me that I don't understand is that that lawyer came out who was representing the victims and said, by this time next week, we're going to have names. We're going to expose some of these people. And then over the weekend, he comes out and he says, actually, just kidding. I have given hush money. You know, I'm accepting hush money deals from the A-listers because they were all scrambling, I'm sure, over that weekend. And money talks, I guess. I don't know if somebody's threatened this guy or if he just really is, like, he cares more about money than victims. I don't know. But he changed his tune over the course of, like, a few days and went from going to expose it all to the American people to, no, he's taken the money.
I mean, it's so
gross. Diddy's going to go down. He's going to go for the fall, but no one else is going to be going with him, just like Epstein.
Yep. Just like Epstein. And this should infuriate everyone.
Yes.
I do pray. I just pray that if we can take the power away from those who are in power now, and we can get some sound people who are not motivated by money or power, but they're motivated by freedom and democracy and this country and the state of this country and the people of this country, and they actually just have good hearts. I'm wondering how hard that is to find anymore. But people like an Elon Musk, I'm just going to use him as an example, who says, hey, let's just go into the U.S. government and clean this up. Like, this is a fixable problem. Let's clean it up. We just need a good, clean sweep, guys. Don't you feel like we just need a good, clean sweep of our government and all these institutions?
RFK for. I feel like that is our,
yes,
our clean sweep, good-hearted wrecking ball that we need in there.
Yes.
We need him. We need him badly. And this was a dream. I mean, if you've been listening to us for a while, like, we knew that we were not going to bring on. We were not going to vote for three more years. We knew that. We didn't vote for that first time, in full disclosure, but we weren't going to vote for it. But we really have just loved RFK Jr. as a human. We have followed him for years. He has opened our eyes to everything from vaccines to water to food. And I think once your eyes are open to how the systems work, it's not hard to see the rest of it. The hardest part is to lay down your cognitive dissonance and your tribalism and the way you've always thought and go, what if it's not what I think? That's the hardest part. And then once you do that, and it takes courage to do it because it's going to make you uncomfortable. But once you do it and you start to read, you start to look, it is almost like you feel like you have had a great awakening. It's actually empowering because now you're like, I can't control what the government does, but I can control what happens in my household.
That's how it starts for a lot of us and how I've learned so much and unlearned. There's been so many things somebody said something, I was like, that is so unbelievable. It can't be true. So I start looking at it to prove them wrong. And then I'm like, well, shit. So and then you go find something else and you're like, shit again. Literally, like, that is, I mean,
cloud seeding. Cloud seeding is one of those things where I thought that was insane. That when they said they can put particles into the clouds to elicit precipitation, and I was like, that's dumb. You're out of your head. That's crazy. Until I found ABC News had a story on it in the last decade and how they did it in Dubai because it's a desert and they needed more rain. And then how the U.S. government has done it over certain, I mean, it's documented. And I'm not making any claims beyond that because I seriously don't know. But I thought it was crazy to think that was even possible until it was documented that it happened. You know what I'm saying? So you want to make fun of people for saying maybe the government steered a hurricane. Like, I get it. That sounds wacko. And maybe it is wacko. But there is some manipulation of weather that has happened. And that's the part that baffles me. I'm like, oh.
I mean, so like now it's like, it's like, I don't believe anything, but then I can believe anything. You know what I mean?
Same.
And then I'm like, well, ask me a couple years ago, I would have said like, hell no, there's no way. Now I'm like, well.
Well, you know what I think it is? I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about it. It's when your trust is broken.
Yeah.
When trust is broken,
yeah.
It cannot be repaired. No. Like, think about a husband and a wife, like, or if there's somebody has an affair,
yeah.
You know, you can work on that relationship. And you can move past it,
yeah.
But there will always be that trust that mm-hmm. is broken. And that is what has happened for so many people, including all of us, is
yeah.
that our trust was completely broken, especially in 2020.
Yep.
And when that's broken, you're going to look at everything through a different lens.
Different way.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Totally.
Well, and speaking of the hurricane and all of that, I do want to bring up, you know, there's been so much going on with Hurricane Helene, especially, and Milton was horrible too, but it was really more the tornadoes, but thank goodness it like flew through. And so we are not going to like minimize the destruction and stuff that everybody had there, but North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, I mean, Western North Carolina is still absolutely devastated. And for them to say that they have given them all that they need and met their necessities, like Biden, I think Biden and Kamala have already
yes.
reached them, or maybe, and Mayorkas too.
Yeah.
Mayorkas even said that they are running out of money. And they don't even have enough money for any more hurricanes this year. It is absolutely atrocious to hear that. And there are people that still, we don't even know how many people still have not been found that are missing. Okay. And of course the death count is absolutely wrong from what the media is saying. They are minimizing it so much.
Yes.
I've actually made almost two full highlights because I've had so much. I had to create more on Helene just on stories from people on the ground, either locals or the people who are going there to help. I highly recommend y'all following Aerial Recovery Group. We posted a video. Like, they are like, and Samaritan's Purse is amazing. There's so many great organizations. But here's the thing. It's been the American citizens that have been doing this. And I'm not negating. I do know that the military has been there. National Guard has been there. You know, FEMA, they keep saying that FEMA has been there. Well, FEMA has been there, but a lot of the reports we are hearing is that they're there, but they were waiting for orders that they never received to do stuff. And they may be there with supplies in these little locations where people who can drive or walk to get the supplies, great, that's there. But they need helicopters. They need people getting in and getting to the people who can't get anywhere. And it's not happening, y'all. It is not happening. No matter what the news says, no matter what, like, it is from everything that we are hearing, speaking of the news too, this great, and we have this on our page, and I'm going to put a lot of links on our Substack. And I honestly would love to, I'm going to hopefully interview the Aerial Recovery Group, because there's actually a guy, Zeb Hadley. He's from Wilmington, where Amy and I live. He is the one that donated his helicopter that helped, he was part of the whole process of saving an 11-day-old baby, okay? They are the ones that did that. But you know what the media said? The media said it was the National Guard, okay? They are taking claim and taking pride in that, and it's not them. And these guys, they're doing it on their own money. Some of them were doing it with their own money. And then Aerial Recovery Groups, if you're going to donate, I highly recommend, I mean, personally, I love the Samaritan's Purse and I love Aerial Recovery Group. And
same.
I didn't even know about Aerial Recovery Group until now.
Same.
And Dell Bigtree even interviewed another one. God, I can't remember what their group was, but they even helped in like Lahaina, you know, Maui, whatever, in Hawaii. And they exposed a lot of stuff there. But he was saying there was already over 200. I swear that's what he said. There were already 200 dead in one county. And
right.
What
yes.
they're saying on the news is that 200 dead, total. Like, raw. It's
that's
just,
not, there's no way that that's true. And we're getting this from sources. It's not one source. I mean, these are boots on the ground people from a multitude of private groups that said the U.S. government failed again. And we know that they failed when they say that they don't know that they have enough hurricane relief efforts from FEMA. By the way, let's be real clear. You can go and find these videos. When the Biden administration admits they're giving FEMA money to illegal aliens, whatever word we're supposed to use for them now, and then we don't have money for Americans who are real victims of a real hurricane. I mean, make that make sense. But I want you to know that because what they're going to tell you is fake news, fake news, fake news. Go, as Kristen said, follow the boots on the ground. Listen to what they're telling you. Let me tell you, the real heroes are the North Carolinians and the other Americans who drove into North Carolina to save them. To save them. I mean, the stories will make you bawl your eyes out. There are some very brave people. And I got to say, as a native North Carolinian, and my roots run deep here before the Revolutionary War, this is my state. And I can tell you what the people of North Carolina are, and what makes me sad is I know the elitists, especially in the Northeast and on those West Coast, they look down on people like us. They call us hillbillies and they rednecks or whatever. And a lot of it is true that a lot of us would vote red. There's no question, because we don't like the government and we don't want the government in our business. That's kind of been a history here, right? Where we're like, stay, leave me alone. North Carolina was one of the last states to join the Confederacy. We just wanted to be left alone. Okay. So what bothers me is you're seeing the heroism of those people right now. You're seeing it left and right. And it's the very people that the elitists and the academics and all that looked at down their noses on. I'm telling you, give me a hillbilly any day in a crisis.
I will take a redneck any day, because you know what? They have chainsaw. They have bush hog. They've got tractors.
They have mules. They have pack mules going up mountains with supplies, y'all. Come on. But
the professors will give you a safe space to cry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Amy, that's the comparison. Today.
That is the comparison right there. Listen, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it hurts my heart, because I know the way that those people get looked at, and it makes me sick, because they're saving themselves.
And the forgotten people. It's the forgotten people, just like in East Palestine, Ohio, after that train derailment. That's a forgotten town. They were given nothing. You would think the people in Lahaina would be a different story, but obviously not. They're just a forgotten people. And now it's going to be in our state and our people. And it's just pray. I mean, Chad's friend who lives there, he said it's really bad. The death toll is obviously way worse than they're saying. And he said that they are really close to civil unrest at this point, because people are... There's a desperate
crisis caused for desperate measures. Like, they're running out of food. They don't have water. And this is another thing that's really sad. Y'all, these are things you don't think about, because we don't live in a third world country. But this is the conditions that they're living in right now. If these people have babies and they're making formula with dirty water. Yeah, there was a nurse actually that did a very heartbreaking video just saying, like, these kids are going to, like, it's like going to be like dysentery. It's going to be like this horrible, like, whole strain of events that's going to happen, that trickle down effect with that. And I will say, I know that we've heard of, like, the looting and the civil unrest, and I know it's getting there, but I know in the beginning, a lot of people were saying that the common theme, a lot of the people who were in there helping with the rescue efforts, they said a common theme was every time they would go to, like, help somebody, they said, my neighbor needs more help than me.
Yes.
They need it more than I do.
Y'all,
I
mean, but that's how they are.
That gives me chills. Like, I mean, please pray, because it's not on the news enough. It is not in the face enough. And they're not getting enough help. And I mean, I would love to help, but, like, I don't even know what to do. So I think, like, the money and the supporting and sharing and just making sure that people know. Just fight.
Because it's just like any death. You know, if someone loses a loved one, you know, everybody tends to rally in the first few weeks, right, around someone. But really, it's the months and years later, those people still need all the support and love. And I think that's what's going to be important moving forward, is just to keep them in your thoughts and prayers, and to donate. When you find the needs and you can do something, you can donate your time or your money, then go do that. because it's so important. And by the way, if you want to volunteer your time, Samaritan's Purse, you can go on their website and sign up to be a volunteer. And that's an organization we absolutely trust. My dad has worked drilling wells in Africa with them years ago, and they're just very reputable. They really are about people. They're about really making sure people have their needs met. And so I just, again, we want to point that out and make sure we keep that fresh in everybody's mind. Can we also just talk about the apartment buildings that were being taken over?
Yes.
Y'all want to, we have it, by the way, go to our Instagram. You'll see it. Kristen made sure we got that up this week so you can see. You want to talk about that for a second?
Oh, you're talking about, I didn't know if you were talking about.
There's two apartment incidences, okay. But yeah, there's
so, okay, so the one that I was going to talk about, if we're segueing from the FEMA BS, like with the hurricane victims. Meanwhile, FEMA, which I also want to call out, when I started looking at FEMA, if you go to their website, because what everybody was saying was, oh, they've spent, the reason they don't have money is that they've allocated and allotted so much money to house all the illegal immigrants coming in. Uh-huh. Okay. And then everybody's denying it and everything. Well, I will tell you, if you go to the FEMA website, you can go right now and look, and it says it's something like their three missions or their three priorities, something to that effect. Guess what number one is? It's about inclusivity, diversity and inclusion. And guess what number two is? Climate resilience.
Climate
change. Number three is disaster relief. Okay. So, yes.
A federal emergency management is about diversity and inclusion and climate change.
Yeah.
That is such a left wing, that is literally left wing capture of a government agency then. Because there's no way half of America will profoundly disagree with those two priorities.
Then, meanwhile, Watchdog found, this is from the New York Post, the High Wire. I'm going to include this episode too. Great episode on all the FEMA stuff and the corruption going on there and where the money actually is and all this stuff. But the Watchdog found $7 billion in untapped FEMA funds, even though the DHS Secretary Mayorkas said none available for future disasters. So I want to call that out. But meanwhile, I do want to tell you that what Holly was alluding to was one thing that they called out in Maine. There are these really nice apartment buildings, and our taxpayer dollars are paying for illegal immigrants to stay in these apartment buildings, fully furnished, for 2 years free, with utilities included. Okay? Power, utilities, everything. They don't have to do anything. Okay? Meanwhile, homelessness is out of control here. More people are pouring in from the border. Hurricane Helene and Milton victims are still, like, their homes are destroyed, and they're saying they're running out of money. But yet we're paying all this money for that. In addition to that, in this Highwire video, which we have shared this before too, there were signs a couple months ago that a woman exposed that they were offering, they're still offering and giving free flights to these people. There was one guy that had already gotten a flight to Chicago and then going to New York just because he wanted to. Just because he wanted to and because he could. Okay, so this is absolutely absurd. So the other apartment thing, Amy, I'll let you talk about that maybe with J.D. Vance.
I know. I was trying to find, do you have, I think I found it just so y'all can hear this.
But
this
is just, play it, Amy.
Please.
This is just another example of the absolute, like, gaslighting of the media. So you guys have probably heard about the apartment complexes specifically in Aurora, Colorado, where I think a few of them have been literally taken over by that Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gangs that are over here illegally. They are just taking over apartment complexes. You got to hear what this. So J.D. Vance, I guess, brought this up in an interview with an ABC host. And you got to hear what she says. Hold on. Let me see. I got to try to see if I can play it. Oh, shoot. My volume's down. Hold on.
These Venezuelan gangs.
Okay, here we go. Sorry.
With this explanation, watch.
And And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border.
Joe Gaggia, the Fox News contributor.
When she said, because I know, like,
I'm going to stop you right there. Have they ever said, I'm going to stop you right there to Kamala or to Tim Walz or to Biden?
When she says, never. They're like, she says that Project 2025 is Trump's agenda when he has said repeatedly it's not. When they say he's going to take away your abortion rights, your reproductive rights, he said repeatedly it's not. Right. They never get fact checked on this. And yet J.D. Vance tries to literally bring up a current event that is factual and has happened. And she's like, no, no, no. And then the fact and that in her brain.
It's only a few.
She thinks one is okay.
Is terrible.
One is not okay.
I mean, it just blows my mind.
I mean, it's like, do you hear yourself? I'm so glad he said that. Like,
I'm so glad he said it. Do you hear yourself?
What if it was her apartment complex? What?
Listen, I mean, not hers. That's the problem. It's not hers. I wish it was.
Right. Have y'all ever thought about, like, if you were, I mean, I have thought about this, like, if I were in politics or if I was, like, if I was being interviewed about stuff, no one would want to interview me. Because I swear, I would just start being like, are you dumb? Like, I don't think I would have any, I would have to work so hard to maintain decorum to not lose credibility on the fact that I just, in my brain, is shouting to her, are you serious right now? Like,
Holly, you wouldn't
such a good job.
Your expressions would say it all. We would just watch your expressions.
Just be like, it would be so bad, and yet that's why I admire him, because
he's so poised. But you know, on the inside, he's like,
just goes, do you hear yourself? And he says it in just this pretty calm, do you hear yourself, Martha? And I'm like, I would want to be screaming.
Right.
She would have been called the boomer immediately. So
like, I always admire the people that do, like, that are so calm. I mean, I also love the people who are passionate, like we are, but like people who can actually like stay composed and get their point across so well and with never an inflection of their voice.
I mean,
never like, you know, like I'm like, I want to be like that, but I'll never be like that.
So it would take so much practice, right? It would take so much practice. To just be able to go into these circumstances where everything's stacked against you, really. Like, I mean, they're trying to get you. Okay, yeah. By the way, apparently Trump has said he's going on Rogan. Did you hear this was in one of the other podcasts? He thinks it's scheduled to go on Rogan. And then now they're saying Kamala wants to go on Rogan.
Oh.
Please. Can you imagine her unscripted on Rogan? That lady uses a script in the town hall meetings.
It is going to be a disaster. And I think Joe will try to be fair. I do, because I think that's he always tries to be fair. But I mean, we all know that what he thinks of her by now.
He's also going to ask. He is so direct. He will call her out.
He'll be like, well, what about this? What about that? He's like that with everyone, but you know, a lot of people he's interviewing now are people that are like whistleblowers and like they're exposing things. But I'm like, she's nuts if she goes on Rogan. Like
Megyn Kelly, I think, was saying like their alarms must be going off, like the internal polling, like
it's bad
where they're standing right now. And who knows what's going to happen in the next 20 days, but her going on Rogan is a sign that like, she's got to do something.
It's bad. And here's the thing too. Like, so when I pop on my computer and it brings, you know, like Google or whatever, and it brings up all the fake news sites that I don't listen to. And Apple does the same. And you can, by the way, on your Apple phone, if news ever pops up, you can unfollow Politico or any of those that you're like, BS. So I unfollow pretty much everyone because I don't believe anything that's on that. If it's a big corporation that owns the media, I don't trust it, including Fox News. So I'm just telling you that when they start saying the race is tightening, you're like, he's killing her. That's what's happening. There's no way there's no way they're going to admit. They're slowly having to, you know, but you know that the panic's happening. If she's thinking about going on Rogan, which, by the way, her numbers have been slipping the more she talks. Have you noticed that? The more interviews. This is why they didn't want to do interviews.
Megyn Kelly said that on her podcast, which her last two podcasts are really great. But she's like, she's opening her mouth, and the more she opens her mouth,
digging her grave,
the more people are realizing, let her talk.
What we've said for, have we not, girls? We've been like, hey, just let them talk.
Let her talk off script. Because if y'all haven't seen the little clip of when the script went out for a few seconds, and she's like, 32 days, y'all.
32.
I'm going to have to share that. But speaking of voting, before we go, because we're going to have to wrap this up.
Yep.
But speaking of voting, we listened to a Charlie Kirk show or episode about this. And then also apparently he said that Trump is saying to get out and vote early. And we would love to hear y'all's thoughts on this, because we were just talking about this before. We're like, they really want us to go. What did he call it? The Swamp the Vote?
Swamp the Vote is the website. Swamp the Vote, where you can see where your early voting places are, where you live, and just get more information. But they're pushing for go ahead and get it done.
So we've always worried, like, well, what if that like shows them and then it makes them nervous? Or I don't know, like,
will they really count it?
Is it counted? Is it easier for them to, like, you know, have election interference if you go early? But I guess their thought process is, if you go ahead and get your vote in now, no matter what BS comes in the next 20 something days, your vote's already in. You know, like if they try to do mail-in ballots, if there's some other kind of disaster,
if you want to vote red and you're in a red state or red district, I think that's more of a chance of something going wrong, or if it's like a swing area. Whereas if you're in a deep red state, they're probably not as much as going to happen. Or like if you're in a blue state, probably not as worried about things. I just think where it's contentious. I mean, it was weird to me how in the last election, I will always say it was so weird that North Carolina stopped voting, counting votes when we were a swing state for the first time ever. We stopped counting votes. And so did Atlanta, or so did Georgia. First time that I can recall. Like, it was weird that the swing states just stopped voting. I thought that was super, super weird. By the way, also, I want you to
go down. Machines go down on the day of voting. Like in Arizona, what happened? It's like everybody flooded on election day. And it was like they were having to turn people away because the machines were broken, you know, and those are the things that you could run into.
Well, and I just saw this as well. One state admonished because they had only hired 50 registered Republicans to work the polls and 2,000 Democrats.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think I might have.
Are more likely to volunteer their time to do this than Republicans. So we need a representation of everyone out there. If you
work the polls, go help, go count, we've got to. But I do trust Charlie. I mean, Charlie Kirk knows elections, so I do. If he's saying to go vote, I mean, I'm going to pay attention to that. I'm going to listen, see what his arguments are on that, because you know, I definitely don't. I want my vote to count. I want my vote to count.
For sure.
Well, I know we gave everybody an earful today, and you'll hear from us again. We have another episode in the can that needs to go out ASAP too, to follow up our interview with Matt Ray. But again, we had so many life things happening, the three of us, that we've had to just put a little pause on that. It's all coming back, and for sure we're going to be having these conversations going through the rest of the year, as it is an election year, and then things are shifting, and we want to make sure, for the love, Just think for yourself, but get educated on the facts before making your choices. We will never tell you what to think. We will tell you what we think. Doesn't mean you have to agree with us. We're totally fine with disagreement. Just base it in the truth. Base it in the facts. You're going to have to search for them. Mainstream ain't where it's at.
Nope.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thanks for being with us. Bye, y'all.
Oh,